Rebellion, an act or state of open resistance, a defiance of any control. That's from the very old Webster. I'm going to read real quickly. Jeremiah 4, 5, and 6. I'm just going to read it straight through. And I want you to see that this is the word that God gave me when I was asking him to give me an answer about the situation with children who won't do what their parents say, and then the whole concept of why did I feel like I was being taken advantage of. And I asked the Lord, and the Lord said, I'm going to give you the answer. And then he gives me this. So you're like, oh, when God gives you a Jeremiah answer, you know he's really trying to shake you up. So I'm going to read this really quick. Jeremiah 4. If you will return, O Israel, says Jehovah, return to me. And if you will turn away from your hateful idols out of my face and will not waver, and you will swear as Jehovah lives in truth and justice and righteousness, even the nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him they will glory. For so says Jehovah to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground, do not sow to the thorns. I'm not going to preach this, but just really listen, because we've been doing a lot of this. Circumcise yourselves to Jehovah and take away the foreskin of your heart, O men of Judah and those living in Jerusalem, that my fury not go forth like fire and burn, so that no one can put it out because of the evil of your doings. I'm thinking, oh gosh, Lord, thank you for this word. Declare in Judah and make it heard in Jerusalem and say, blow the ram's horn in the land. Cry, fulfill, and say, assemble yourselves and go into the fortified cities. Lift up a banner toward Zion. Flee for safety. Do not wait, for I will bring evil from the north and a great ruin. I'm going to tell you, there's going to be a major judgment that's going to hit the church. And God is trying to call out a remnant that will not have to go through that, who will be able to pray people through that and be a light in it. And I don't care if you don't like true prophetic words or not. I don't make this stuff up. It's not my choice either. I would pick the easy life myself, okay? God's going to bless us until we're out of here. We're all going to be millionaires, and we're just going to get to do everything we want, and the whole world is going to get revived, and it's going to be awesome, and there's not going to have to be any purging fire or pain, because aren't we already so perfected? Anyhow, all right. The lion has come up from his thicket. A destroyer of nations has set out. He has left his place to make your land a waste. Your cities will fall into ruins without one living in them. Clothe yourself with sackcloth for this. Wail and howl, for the fierce anger of the Lord has not turned back from us. And it will be on that day, says Jehovah, the king's heart and the heart of the ruler shall perish. And the priest shall be amazed, and the prophet shall be astounded. Then I say, ah, Lord Jehovah, surely you have greatly deceived this people and Jerusalem, saying you shall have peace, but the sword reaches to the soul. At that time it shall be said to this people and to Jerusalem, a hot wind from the bare hills in the desert towards the daughter of my people, not to sift nor to cleanse. A wind more full than this shall come for me. Now I will also speak judgments against them. Behold, he shall come up like clouds, and his chariots like a tempest. His horses are swifter than eagles. Woe to us, for we are plundered. O Jerusalem, cleanse your heart from evil, so that you may be saved. Until when will your vain thoughts lodge within you? For a voice announces from Dan and proclaims evil from Mount Ephra. Tell it to the nations. Behold, proclaim against Jerusalem. Besiegers are coming from a distant land and will give their voice against the cities of Judah. Like the ones watching the field, they are against her all around because she has rebelled against me, says the Lord. Your way and your doings have done these things to you. This is your evil because it is bitter, because it reaches to your heart. Why do bad things happen? I just told you. My bowels, I convulse in pain, O walls of my heart. My heart wars within me. I cannot be silent, for I have heard, O my soul, the sound of the ram's horn, the alarm of war. Ruin on ruin has been called, for the whole land is laid waste. Suddenly my tents are laid waste, my curtains in a moment. Until when must I see the banner and hear the sound of the ram's horn? For my people are foolish. They do not know me. This is the Lord speaking. They are stupid children. They have no understanding. They are wise to do evil, but they do not know to do good. I looked on the earth, and behold, it was without form and void, and to the heavens, and they had no light. I looked on the mountains, and behold, they quaked, and all the hills were shaken. I looked, and behold, there was no man, and all the birds of the skies had fled. I looked, and behold, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities were broken down before the face of the Lord, before his glowing anger. For so Jehovah has said, the whole land shall be a desolation, yet I will not make a full end. The earth shall mourn for this. The heavens above shall grow black, because I have seen, I have purpose, and I will not repent, nor will I turn back from it. Every city shall flee from the noise of the horsemen, the shooters of the bow. They shall go into thickets and go up the rocks. Every city shall be forsaken, and a man shall live in them. And you, O stripped one, what will you do? Through your cloth through your cloth yourself, though you cloth yourself with crimson, though you adorn yourself with ornaments of gold, though you make large your eyes with paint, you beautify yourself in vain. Lovers despise you. They will seek your life. For I have heard a voice as of one weakened, the anguish as one bearing her first child, the voice of Zion's daughters. Let me say this. Zion's daughters is speaking about the church today. You've never even heard this terminology before. But everyone, God is calling the church today the bride as he's getting ready. It's funny how he takes the church and he begins to make it sound feminine. Why? Because she's going to be a bride. So when you look at Jeremiah, you really are talking about prophecy that's coming. You really are talking. When you look at Jeremiah, there's a lot of woe to the shepherds. They didn't even call anyone shepherds in the Old Testament. There weren't anybody called shepherds. There were priests. Who do we call shepherds today? You hear everybody calling pastors shepherds. God never says there's a fivefold ministry call of a shepherd. He makes mention of a gifting where they will shepherd the flock, but he never calls them shepherds. But yet in Jeremiah, he says, woe to the shepherds. I'm not making this stuff up. This is terrible. I wouldn't make this up. I'd make something happier. For I have heard a voice as of one weakened, as anguished, as one bearing a first child. The voice of Zion's daughter, gasping, spreading her hands, saying, woe is to me now, for my soul faints because of murderers. Roam around in Jerusalem streets and see now and know and seek in her plazas if you can find a man, if there is one who does justice, who seeks truth, and I will pardon her. And though they say, as Jehovah lives, surely they swear falsely. O Jehovah, are not your eyes for the truth? You struck them, but they felt no pain. You consumed them, yet they refused to take correction. They make their faces harder than rock. They have refused to return. That's really rebellion. If your child gets to a place where they'll look you right in the face and not do what you've asked them to do, and then you punish them and they still refuse to do it, then you are looking at a very rebellious heart. And God is saying he has that in his daughters of Zion. He has that in his church. He has those that he takes back his hand of protection, and things happen to them at the enemy's hand. And instead of crying out and repenting for their sin, they spiritualize it and say it's because they're so spiritual, they're being attacked. See, we make doctrine to cover up dealing with our junk. God does not let us get the tar beaten out of us unless there's tar in us that needs to get beaten out of us. And God does not do the beating. All God has to do is stand back and allow the enemy to come in. See, when the enemy's coming in, it's because there's an opening in your life that's allowing him in. And we've got to get away from this puffed up doctrine that says we're just so spiritual, that's why we're being attacked. Jesus was the most spiritual person who ever walked the earth, and the devil was not allowed to touch him once he found out he owned nothing in him, until the time that the Father's will had to come forth for him to die for all of our sins. So I said, surely they are poor, they are foolish, for they do not know the way of Jehovah, the judgment of their God. Boy, did I just say that? I will go up for myself to the great men and will speak to them, for they have known the way of Jehovah, the judgment of their God. Surely these have joined in breaking the yoke. They have torn off the bonds. On account of this, a lion out of the forest shall strike them. A wolf of the desert shall destroy them. A leopard is watching over their cities. Everyone who goes out from them shall be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many. Their rebellions are multiplied. So when God allows war to come on a nation, and if you listen to some of the true prophetic voices right now, they're really predicting some very difficult things for the United States of America. I think, was it Nina Johnson? It is truly got a prophetic word in her book. I can't think of the name of her book right now, but we could get that for you if you want. And you don't want to read it. I'd much rather read about how everything's great and God's happy. But when I look around at the anemic state of the church and the greed and the materialism, and basically false doctrine every which way you turn, and people taking the place of Christ, and very few people even knowing God, then I can't help but say, woe to us, we are blind. And then when I read these scriptures, I begin to realize I'm not the only one seeing that we do not look like the perfected bride. And God is going to have to step back and allow judgment to come, that we would cry out to him to be cleansed. Why should I pardon you for this? Your sons have forsaken me and have sworn by no gods. when I adjourned them, and they have committed adultery and gathered themselves by troops in a harlot's house. They were like lusty, well-fed stallions in the morning, everyone neighing after the wife of his neighbor. Look at all the adultery. Look at all the fornication, even in the church. Shall I not judge for these things, says the Lord, and shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Go up on her vine rows and destroy, but do not make a full end. Now, he keeps saying, do not make a full end, because the Lord is always going to have a remnant. He's always going to keep some who have a heart going after God. Take away her branches, for they are not Jehovah's. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have been very devious with me, declares the Lord. They have lied against Jehovah and said, is it not he? And no evil shall come on us, and we shall not see the sword or famine. And the prophets shall become wind, and the word is not in them, so it shall be done to them. So Jehovah God of hosts says this, because you spoke this word, behold, I will make my words fire in your mouth, and these people wood, and it shall consume them. Behold, I will bring a nation on you from far away, O house of Israel, declares the Lord. It is an enduring nation. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language you do not know nor understand what they say. Their quiver is an open grave. They are almighty men. They will eat up your harvest, your food. They will devour your sons, your daughters. They will eat up your flocks, your herds. They will eat up your vines, your fig trees. One shall beat down your fortified cities with the sword, those in which you trust. Yet even in those days, declares, and that's trusting in your military, by the way. Yet even in those days, declares the Lord, I will not make a full end with you. And it will be when you say, why does Jehovah our God do all these things to us? Then you shall answer them, just as you have forsaken me and served foreign gods in your land, so you shall serve strangers in a land that is not yours. Declare this in the house of Jacob and cry in Judah, saying, now hear this, O foolish people, even you without heart. And I know the Jews did go through all this, so I'm not taken away from the historical truth of this, but there's a lot of scriptures in here that also prophesy future events. Do you not fear me, declares the Lord? Will you not tremble before my face that I have placed the sand as a limit for the sea by an eternal decree so that it cannot cross over it? And though they toss themselves, yet they cannot prevail. Though its waves roar, yet they cannot cross over it. That's pretty cool. God saying, look, I made the sea. You just have no idea how great I am. But to this people, there is a revolting and a rebellious heart. They have turned and are gone. And they do not say in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, who gives both the former and the latter rain in its season. He keeps for us the appointed weeks of the harvest. What the Lord is saying here, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And we've got teaching on the fear of the Lord. I think we really talked about the fear of the Lord on the last meeting. So when that comes out on anger and rage, the fear of the Lord is the only place of protection. It is a unbelievable reverence to who God is and his ways and his commands and being led by his spirit and realizing that it's only in him that we have protection from the judgments that he allows, but also from the enemy, which really is a judgment on mankind, that the enemy is allowed to roam and devour. Because if God didn't want him to, he couldn't. But God knows there's a safe place in me that I want my children to run to. There's a place in me where they have to let go of sin to get to. And I keep reading this because the Lord gave me this morning. Just keep looking at this word rebellious and how disgusting it is to him, so that you all could hate this and begin to see, Lord, my protection is going to be in getting rid of this rebellious heart. Shall I not visit these things, declares the Lord. I'm on to verse 29. 5. Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? An astonishing and horrible thing has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule. Listen to this. The priests bear rule by their hands, and my people love it so. And what will you do at the end of it?